平安。
谢谢。
So long.
So it's a real joy for us to be with you.
所以我们很高兴啊，跟你们一起。
And to thank you in person.
谢谢你们啊，我可以这样的，谢谢你们。
For years of generous support of our ministry.
这么多年啊啊。这么多年啊，对我们的support.
we really love and appreciate you.
我们是很高兴，很谢谢你们。
And how appropriate
是怎么合适的
？Especially on this day, which is a very special day.
在今天这样啊特别的日子。
This is the first day, the first evening of the Feast of Tabernacles.
今天是第一天，这个祝盘节的第一天。
So I'm really happy to come and share with you the Feast of Christ in the Feast of Tabernacles.
是很高兴今天我们可以来这里跟你分享这个祝盘节跟耶稣的关系。
Now we all love a great mystery.
我们每一个人也很喜欢这些悬疑的事情。
Especially when we finally figure it out.
最重要就是后来我们知道这个悬疑的故事是什么。
And I think one of the best mysteries to ever discovered.
其中一个的奥秘我们可以发现。
Is a mystery of Jesus as described in Ephesians 3:6.
就是耶稣基督在以弗所书第三章十六节所显现的。
Do you want to read it for them in Chinese, or you want to?
Sure.
That's easier.
Yeah.
You need in English too, or?
六节。好，以弗所书第三章第六节，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里，藉着福音得着同为后嗣，同为一体。同盟应许。
And so, because we are one in Him today,
因为我们跟他合一
，you get to share with us in a very rich heritage.
我们可以跟他一同分享这个
heritage,
inheritance,
heritage 什么？遗产
，the heritage of the people of Israel，
这个遗产就是以色列人
，and all that God did to reveal Himself，
神显示他自己
，through the feast of Israel，
从这个的圣宴里面
，which are found in Leviticus chapter 23。
在这个
Leviticus chapter 23
在这个利
you don't need to read. Yeah,
在利未记二十三
So now when was the last time that you had a message from the book of Leviticus?
我们什么时候听过利未记的我们什么时候听过这个讲道 ？We just announcement.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
We just finished it.
Wow. Very good, very good. So I really hope today that you leave here with a new appreciation for that book.
我希望今天你可以去喜欢这个利未记所讲的。
As we look at one of the feasts.
其中我们所讲到的一个圣宴
，God commanded Israel to observe，
神叫以色列人去守。
So I'm going to read from beginning in Leviticus 23.
我们先打开利未记第二十三章。
Verse 1.
利未记二十三章第一节。耶和华对摩西说，你小谕以色列人说，耶和华的节期你们要宣告为圣会的节期。
Now the word used, the Hebrew word used here for feasts,
这个盛宴这个字
is the word moed. That's okay.
Hebrew. Yeah. 就是叫
moed.Which means appointed time. Yeah.
就是希伯来人所讲的就是某一个时候。
Now, this is a time for us to stop everything.
这个时间就是要我们什么也停止。
And to focus our attention on God.
将我们全部事情不要做，只是看神。
Who he is?
神就是我们的。
And what he has done for us.
神为我们做了什么。
Now the first of these appointed times, the first of these appointed times,
在这一段的时期第一个事情要做。
Is the Sabbath,
就是守安息日。
Which is a weekly reminder of God's creation of the world,
就是给他们去纪念神创造这个天地。
And also of his covenant with the people of Israel.
而且与以色列人立约。
Now the other seven appointed times,
还有七个要做的事情
can fall naturally into two distinct groups.
就成为两方面的事情。
The first four all occur in the spring.
首先有四个事情在春天的时候。
And they all related to the Passover.
也有这四个事情跟这个逾越节是很有关系的。
And then the last three.
然后其他的三个事情
all occur in the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar.
就发生在犹太人的七月的事情。
The sacred month of Tishrei, that's the name of in Hebrew.
就是这个月叫这个时候叫 Tishrei.
Oh, and they're all known as the four feasts of Israel. The last three feasts known as the four feasts of Israel.
最后的这三个事情呢，就是最后的四个盛宴。
The first of the fall feasts is called Rosh Hashanah.
第一个盛宴叫 Rosh Hashanah.
It's the Feast of Trumpets.
就是吹号节。
And it ushers in 10 days of repentance.
就在这个时候有十天的他们的悔改。
That's followed by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
然后呢就这个叫赎罪日的节日。
It was only one day a year.That the high priest went into the Holy of Holies.
在赎罪日哪一天呢？只有一天，一年有一天，就是这个大祭司去这个至圣所里面。
To offer a sacrifice for himself and for the nation of Israel.
在至圣所里面去为自己跟整个民族去献祭。
So this was a day of redemption.
这一天就是赎罪的那一天。
And that is followed by the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后在那第三个啊圣宴就是这个祝棚节的圣宴。
In Hebrew, Sukkot.
希伯来文就叫 Sukkot.
This is one whole week of rejoicing.
就整个星期的啊他们的欢庆。
So again, we have repentance, redemption, and then rejoicing.
所以啊，我们有这个啊，悔改，救赎，然后欢庆。
So today we'll explain about Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles.
今天我们就啊，在讲这个啊。祝棚节这个事情。
So Joseph, please read Leviticus 23, verse 33 and 34.
Okay. 33 and 34. 好，我们现在看利未记二十三章第三十三跟三十四节。三十三节，耶和华对摩西说。你小谕以色列人说，这七月十五日是祝棚节，要在耶和华面前守节节七天。
In the Bible, numbers mean something, and the number seven means completion.
在圣经里，七这个字代表完全。
So notice in the next text how many times the number seven is mentioned.
我们看看这里有多少次这个七在这里讲过。
Please read 39 to 43.
好，我们现在再重新念三十九节到四十三节，就是二十三章三十九节，三十九节。你们收藏了地的出产，就从七月十五日起，要守耶和华的节七日。第一日为圣安时，第八日也为圣安时。第一日要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子，与茂密树的枝条，并河旁的柳枝。在耶和华你们的神面前欢乐七天，每月七日间要向耶和华守节节七日，这为你们世世代代永远的定例。你们要住在棚里七日，凡以色列家的人都要住在棚里，好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列人出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在棚里，我是耶和华你们的神。
Now notice in the text.
那我们刚刚所念的这几节经文
，that there are two commands given to Israel.
有两个啊，有两个事情要啊以色列人做
，which are very important for our understanding of the festival.
这两个事情给我们。很重要的一个事情是啊，明白这个祝棚节的意义。
One is to remember，
第一个就是去纪念
；and the other one is to rejoice，
第二个就是去欢庆喜乐。
Now God commands us to remember，
神叫我们去纪念
，because we often forget，
因为我们时常忘记。
Forget God's goodness and faithfulness to us.
我们忘记神对我们的恩典。
And unfortunately, God even has to give us a command.
所不幸的，神也要我们另外一个要守的命令。
To rejoice.
就是去欢庆。
Because again, our humanity.
因为在人性里面
，we tend to do just the opposite as well.
我们时常就是做 反过来的事情。
And I think Israel was a good example of that.
以色列人是一个最好的例子。
If you remember in the story of Passover,
如果你还记得这个逾越节这个故事。
When we were redeemed, when we were released, freed from bondage and slavery to Pharaoh,
当他们从埃及地被释放出来的时候
there were wonderful signs and miracles.
他们经历过很多这些的奇迹。
The parting of the Red Sea, you remember?
红海被分开。
But do you remember what happened?
你还记得吗？
As soon as we crossed the Red Sea,
当他们走过红海，
As soon as we were delivered,
当他们被请救，
We began to complain.
他们就开始去抱怨。
We said, Moses, we didn't have enough trouble back then, back there in Egypt.
他们向摩西发怨言。
You had to bring us here to this God's forsaken wilderness to die?
他说你把我们从埃及地带到这个地方去死吗？
And the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
the entire generation of Israelites,
整个当时整个以色列人的世代
had to die in the wilderness.
他们必须在这个荒野里面要死。
Because of unbelief.
因为他们的不相信。
So God wanted to give the Israelites a festival.
神给以色列人一个节期。
During which will remember his deliverance.
在这个节期里面可以去纪念神对他们的请求。
Remember his faithfulness?
去纪念神对他们的信实。
And rejoice in his provision.
而且去放心神对他们的供应。
Leviticus 23 describes two key things to obey those commands to remember and rejoice.
利未记二十三章叫我们去遵守这个的命令，所以他们就可以去死乐。
God commanded the Israelites to build these temporary booths and live in them for 7 days every year.
每一年神叫他们去建这种的帐篷在这个帐篷里面住7天。
When they did this, they would be reminded that this world is not their true home. It's only temporary.
当他们做这个事情的时候，给他们记得这个世界不是他们家，这个只是暂时的家。
And they were also supposed to remember God's faithfulness.
他们应该要纪念神对他们的信实。
How he brought them out of Egypt.
神怎么样从埃及把他们领出来？
He met every need for 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
40年来他们在旷野这样走的时候，神怎么样去保守他们？
He led them as a pillar of cloud to protect them from the hot beating sun.
神与他的云彩带他们走这个路，这个云彩也保护他们受这个太阳的晒着他们。
And at night, he directed them by a pillar of fire, which gave them light and warmth.
晚上， 神又用这个火柱 领导他们，所以他们也不在黑的地方走。
The second element that God gave us to remember to rejoice.
第二个事情就是神叫他们要放心。
Is the two items mentioned in that passage, the leafy trees and the fruit.
有两个东西神提到，一个就是茂盛的树。然后第二个就是美好的果子。
We are to take the leaves and the fruit and rejoice before God for 7 days.
我们拿这些的茂盛的树叶跟这个果子去
7 days.
有七天的时候，我们去这样的在。在主的面前欢庆。
There are two items that are unique to this observance.
有两个东西是很特别的东西。
This is the lulav. Lulav.
这个就是哪种的树枝。
It's a new shoot of palm branch with myrtle and willow.
我们可以看见，就是一个新的棕树，然后也有柳树，对不对
？It represents the different types of terrain in Israel.
这里代表不同的地区，在以色列的不同的地区。
The desert, the mountain, and the brooks.
就是沙漠的山野跟这个河边什么。
We wave it in all directions because God is all around us.
他就在每一个方向去摇动，去证明神在不同的地方。
We also rejoice for God's provision.
我们也在神的供应里面，我们去放心。
And we pray for the rains that are essential for the harvest.
我们也求神降下雨。
Even today, we pray for rain in Israel.
今天我们也在以色列里面去求雨。
We live in the desert, and we have 6 inches of rain.All year, that's it.
我们在这个沙漠的地区，但是哪里一年只有6圈的雨降下来。
And yet the desert has many farms with many produce.
然后这个沙漠的旁边有很多的果园在哪里。
Now this is called the etrog.
这个就是叫柠檬嘛。
This is a citron. It's a citron.
Like a, yeah. 这个就是一个果子。
Okay. Yeah. Like a brother of the lemon, but bigger.
就是一个比较大的柠檬。
And the etrog is a indigenous fruit of Israel.
是。
Natural and indigenous food, native fruit.
所以这个是就是他们当地所产的东西。
This one is plastic.
Oh.
It's not a real one. So, yeah. So, what we do, we would carry the lulav and the etrog into the sukkah booth. And again, we wear it in all directions, and up and down, and we say,
他们就祝盘节的时候，他们就拿这两个东西，就一直走进这个棚里面，就一直摇，然后他们这样讲。
And we say, "Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidshanu b'Mitzvotav v'Tzivanu al Netilat Lulav." Which means, "Blessed art Thou, Lord our God." Blessed art thou, Lord our God.
就是 主我们的
King of the universe
啊、世界的王
who sanctified us by his commands
啊、把用他的用他的话语去啊、把我们洁净
and command us concerning the taking of the lulav and commanded us concerning the taking of the lulav. They commanded us to take to do this what we do.
Oh, 叫我们这样的做。
Now, when we are in the sukkah booth,
当我们在这个帐啊帐篷里面
，we eat a lot usually. We eat.
我们吃很多的东西。
We sing some songs.
我们唱歌。
We even do a little Israeli folk dancing.
我们甚至跳舞。
But all of this is to bring my people to remember and rejoice.
最重要就是使每一个人去啊欢庆。
Now the sad thing about this festival,
有一个不太好的情况。
That was so central for the worship in Israel. Was so central.For the worship in Israel,
是 okay.
They actually became known as the Forgotten Festival.
Oh, 就是它很多时候就变成是一个被遗忘的一个节日。
You can see between Joshua and King Solomon,
我们还记得从约书亚到所罗门王之间
There is no record of the people of Israel ever celebrating the festival.
哪一个这一段的时候，以色列人根本没有去庆祝这个祝棚节。
God also commanded Israel,
神曾经对以色列人这样讲
，to read the Torah together as a nation,
去念这个摩西五经
to read the Torah together as a nation
就整个以色列民众一起去念这个摩西的五经
every 7 years
每七年
at the Feast of Tabernacles
在这个祝棚节的时候
but that didn't happen either
但是他们没有这样做
and I think it just shows us
这个事情告诉我们
When we're not following the Lord
当我们不跟随神的旨意
We tend to forget
我们就忘记
And rejoicing seeps out of our lives We forget to even rejoice We can't rejoice
我们也不能够一起的欢庆
So I think it's a good idea I think it would be a good idea
我相信这个是一个好的意见。
Just like God commanded Israel to remember and rejoice,
我们就是好像神叫我们要不要忘记，也要喜乐。
For us to reflect on God's goodness and faithfulness.
我们要时常这样的，不要忘记神对我们的良善跟这个信实。
In our life, in our own lives.
在我们的生命中。
And really take the opportunity to remember and rejoice over it.
所以我们必须时常这样的去纪念神对我们的恩典。
Now, on the positive side,
在好处方面
King Solomon,
所罗门王
chose this particular feast,
选择这一个这个的节期
for the time of the dedication of the temple in Jerusalem.
当他建成这个圣殿的时候他用这个节期去献给神。
If you remember when the temple was dedicated,
如果你还记得当所罗门王献这个圣殿的时候
The Holy Spirit came down.
神的灵降下来。
And filled the temple.
当时充满整个的圣殿。
With God's great and glorious presence.
神的荣光在其中。
And so we have this notion. We have this notion of the tabernacle and the temple. You have this idea of the temple and the tabernacles.
Okay. 我们就可以在哪一个时候我们看见这个月柜跟这个帐幕。
Being not only a symbol of the transitory nature of life, that temporary nature of life.
这个不是一个暂时的我们生命中暂时的事情。
But also of God's presence, God's tabernacling, God's dwelling in the midst of His people.
也代表神其实是住在他们当中。
And at that time, in the first century, the Feast of Tabernacles was so important.
在哪一个时候，这个住棚节，这个节日是很重要的。
That it was simply known as the feast. They didn't even have to mention what the name of the feast. They just knew it as the feast, and everybody knew what it means.
他们怎么重要？就是他们也不需要提这个是住棚节的节日，他们就说这个节日，他们就知道是住棚节的节日。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道就是神，道成肉身。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成肉身住在我们当中。
The Word dwelt as tabernacle.
所谓住在就是等于这个帐篷。
So Jesus celebrated the tabernacle every year while he dwelt among the earth.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他每一年也庆祝这个住棚节。
In John chapter 7, there's a debate about whether Jesus should go to the feast in accordance with Jewish law.
在约翰福音第七章的时候约翰福音第七章的时候你说哪一个时候呢犹太人就问耶稣你是否要去参加这个住棚节。我们看看约翰福音第七章我们念约翰福音第七章第一节，这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人要杀他。当时犹太人的住棚节近了。
Now these Jews were the religious leaders.
当时的犹太的犹太的这种的
Who were watching for him and wanting to kill him?
当时犹太这些犹太人想要杀他。
His brothers were encouraging him.
耶稣的弟兄叫他
to go so he could show himself publicly.
去哪里去？证明？去哪里去显耀他自己？
And the crowds were wondering if he was really the Messiah.
去显耀他自己，给他们给人看见他是否哪一个他们所等候的弥赛亚。
In verse 14,
在十四节哪里
？Jesus verse 14 tells us that in the midst of the feast, Jesus arrives at the temple courts.
在十四节哪里讲到，在这个节期的中间，耶稣就去殿里面去教训人。
He taught that the very symbols of the feast appointed spoke of him.
他在哪里告诉他，告诉人说，这个逾越节的不是，对不起，这个祝棚节的教训是指向他来讲的。
Please read verse 37.
就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Now to understand, to fully understand this passage,
我们要完全明白刚刚所念的。
We have to go back in time to first century Israel.
我们先回到以前。
Some traditions have developed.During that time,
有七个的事情发生
that are not mentioned in Leviticus 23.
在利未记哪里他没有讲过
，but are very important for our understanding.
这七个东西我们需要明白。
Now imagine for all 6 days.
我们想想这六天里面。
Jewish people from all over the world came to Jerusalem.
很多犹太人从不同的地方来到耶路撒冷
to celebrate,
去庆祝这个节日。
They were living in sukkah booth like this.
他们
a little larger.
他们每一个也住在这种的帐篷里面。
They were singing and rejoicing.
他们在唱歌，在欢庆。
Now.Along with prayers for the rain,
除了求雨之外
the high priest,
大祭司
would march from the temple,
大祭司从圣殿哪里走出来
all the way down the Temple Mount.
就从这个圣殿从因为圣殿 在高处他们走下来
to the spring of Siloam
到这个地方
and
西罗亚斯
and there they would carry those large jars of water they would take these large jars of water
他当时就拿了一个很大瓶的水
It would probably take several men to carry them.
这个瓶要几个人才可以搬得动。
And as they march back up to the temple,
当他在哪里拿了水，走回去这个圣殿。
Again, they would sing and rejoice.
他们就一直在唱歌，在欢庆。
And traditionally we say that they used to sing from Isaiah chapter 12.
通常他们就用以赛亚书第十二章这样的唱出来。
And one of the songs,
其中一个一首歌
is Hine Eli Eli Shuvati Eftach Velo Efchad Hine Eli Eli Shuvati Eftach Velo Efchad, which means blessed, behold, God is my salvation.
这个歌就是说神就是我的救赎
I will trust and will not be afraid
我全然相信神我不惧怕
And there's another song a little more familiar maybe
还有另外 一条歌他们这样唱。
Shavtem ma'im besason mimaneh Yeshua. Shavtem ma'im besason mimaneh Yeshua. Ma'im. Oh ma'im besason. Ma'im. Oh ma'im besason. Hey, there's a whole dance for it, which I'll save you. There's a whole dance for it, which I'm not gonna dance. But basically, what it means is, with joy, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
所以整个情况呢，就是说我们要欢庆，因为在这个请求的水里面。
And so with singing and rejoicing, they would enter the temple.
当他们这样一起唱歌，一起欢庆的时候，他们就走进这个圣殿。
And march around the altar.
然后在圣殿的旁边一起这样的走。
Where sacrifices were taking place, with the sacrifices.
到哪一个时候这个他们也献祭。
And then they would pour the water on the altar.
然后他就把这个水倒进去祭坛。
And the water would flow down the altar.
然后水就从这个祭坛哪里流出来
？Down the steps into the court of the women of the temple，
一直从这个楼梯一直走到这个女。
And the water will be a And the water will be a symbol，
这个水是代表
of God's blessing and rejoicing，
神的对他们的祝福跟喜乐。
So imagine Jesus and all the men of Israel standing there.
那我们想想，耶稣跟所有的人所有的男人站在哪里
？Watching the water pour down the altar.
看见这些水从这个圣坛里面流出来。
And Jesus chooses this moment to say,
耶稣就在哪一个时候这样讲
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
耶稣就说谁口渴的可以来谁信这个圣经的话神的活水从我这里走出来。
Isn't that beautiful?
这个是不是很美丽
？So just as the Jewish people were thinking about God's provision of rain that was essential for the harvest.
当以色列人在哪一个时候求雨的时候，他们只想。这个雨对他们这个收成有帮助。
And as they were rejoicing in God's presence that was symbolized in water,
好像我们就看见神在其中，在这个水的表现。
Jesus stands up to say,
耶稣这样讲
，If you really want God's provision.
如果你真是需要神的供应
，If you really want God's presence，
如果你真是需要神的同在
，Here I am，
我就在这里。
Come to me，
你来我这里。
And I will give you the water that will quench your very souls。
我就可以赐给你活水。
And that's what Jesus does. Amen。
这就是耶稣在哪一天这样讲。
Hallelujah. Now there is one more tradition. One more tradition.
有还有另外一个事情。
That has become very important in Jesus' days.
也是很重要的，在耶稣哪一个。
It was called the illumination of the temple.
就是说把这个把这个圣殿点灯。
Now, in the court of the temple, the court of the women in the temple,
在这个圣殿的女院里面，就是
there were four giant candelabras, giant torches.
在女院妇女院里面有四个洁净的灯，四个点灯的。
About 75 feet tall each.
差不多每一个有75尺高。
The priest would have to climb all the way to light those torches.
那个要点这个灯的时候，点这个火把的时候，继续要爬上去。
Now the temple is already at the highest place, highest point of Jerusalem.
当时这个圣殿已经在这个山上是最高的地方。
So when these were lit,
当这四个火柱被点起来的时候
，the whole night sky was lit up.
就整个高处我们看见这个光。
The Talmud tells us, the rabbinical commentaries tell us,
在这个圣经的那些的书哪里告诉我们
，that the whole city of Jerusalem was illumined like it was a day.
整个耶路撒冷城因为这样的灯被点起来，所以整个城也亮了。
And there is another Talmudic saying.
还有另外一个。
That if you haven't seen the illumination of the temple.
还有另外一个事情，他讲，如果你没有看见这个灯被点亮。
And the water pouring ceremony.
在这个水。水的
water pouring ceremony，
水的倒水节的礼仪
，you haven't really lived，
你就好像没有经历过、这个。
So imagine what a great occasion it must have been。
所以你就可以想象，这两个事情是一个很重要的事情。
Now,We don't have a giant candelabra today.
我们没有这个大的火柱。
But imagine these great symbols of light.
但是我们可以用这个去代表我们生命的一些的代表。
On the first day of the feast,
在这个节日的第一天
，when the high priest would climb all the way up to light them.
当这个high priest 大祭司去爬上去去点这个灯的时候
Now, it could have been right in front of these candelabras. In front of the candelabras. That Jesus stood when he said,
耶稣当时这样讲。
I am the light of the world.
耶稣这样讲，我就是世界的光。
Whoever follows me,
谁跟随我
will not walk in darkness,
就不在这个黑暗当中
but have the light of life,
就有生命之光。
Do you see what Jesus is doing here?
你看见当时耶稣是做什么事情呢？
He's taking these beautiful symbols.
他在当时这个状况里面
The light and the water, and he applied them to himself.
他人家看见这个火跟水，他把这个事情放在他里面。
He explained that darkness is not just when the sun goes down.
他告诉当时的人， 黑暗不是就是因为太阳下山了。
But there is a spiritual darkness in the world.
在哪里有有一个黑暗，就是讲到这个灵性上的黑暗。
And he came to deal with it.
他来就是要对付这个灵性上的黑暗。
He said, "I am the light of the world."
他说他就是世界的光。
And thirst is not just a physical problem.
这个不是一个表面的问题。
When we don't have enough rain.
当我们没有足够的雨水。
There's a spiritual thirst that can only be satisfied by Jesus.
我们里面的里面的饥渴，只有耶稣才可以满足我们。
He said, "I am the living water."
耶稣说，我是生命之源。
Even today, Jesus is the light of the world.
今天是耶稣也是世界的光。
He's still the living water.
他也是这个生命之水。
But sadly, so many Jewish people failed to see this.
但是很多犹太人他们也看不见这个事实。
One more thing about the Feast of Tabernacles.
还有一个事情。
It hasn't been completely fulfilled yet.
这个事情还没有完全的实现。
It was also known as the Feast of Ingathering.
这个就是就一个一同一起啊交举的欢庆。
It was a time to gather the final harvest or last fruits.
就是在最后的这个抽成收成里面所有人一起去一起的欢庆。
Paul said that those first century believers in Jesus,
保罗说在最初的这些的信徒当中
were the first fruits of God's harvest.
哪一个是他们是初熟的果子。
So there's still a final harvest coming.
我们还知道有初熟就是有最后成熟的果子。
An ingathering of souls.
Ingathering of souls.
Yeah, like to gather the souls.
就是我们一起的的收成。
A future fulfillment of God's plan of redemption for the world.
就是神最后的拯救整个世界。
This feast is tied into that future plan.
这个的节日就是去预表以后这个要成就的事情。
Zechariah 14 tells us about the last days.
在撒该利亚书第十章，他告诉我们以后必成的事。
When Messiah Jesus comes back to reign as king over all the earth.
当这个当这个的主在第二次再回来成为世界的皇的时候。
We will all celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem.
所有的人在耶路撒冷就一起去欢庆这个最后的欢宴。
And if any family or nation does not come to celebrate this feast,
如果有什么的国家的人没有来，
They would not be blessed with rain.
哪一些人就不会被雨水所供给他们。
This was understood in the days of Jesus.
这个就是当时 犹太人在耶稣的时期所明白的道理。
And I don't know if you understood, but that was for Jews and Gentiles, everybody who come celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem.
这个就是在住棚节，这个是不单是犹太人，是所有的人也要去这个耶路撒冷哪里去欢庆的。
Now that's why in the account of the Transfiguration, the account of the Transfiguration, I don't know if you
work with it. 所以在耶稣变相的时候
，When Jesus took Peter, John, James up the mountain, remember?
到哪一个时候，耶稣带彼得、雅各、约翰到这个山上
？And Peter got so excited to see Elijah and Moses.
当时彼得很高兴看见摩西跟以利亚。
That he said, Lord, it's good that we are here.
彼得说很好，我们在这里。
And do you remember what he suggested?
你还记得彼得怎么样讲
？Let us build booth.
我们就在这里建一个帐篷。
One for you.
一个给你。
One for Moses,
一个给摩西
and one for Elijah,
一个给以利亚
You see, Peter understood the scriptures.
所以彼得他是明白这个圣经的。
He understood that prophecy concerning Zechariah.
他知道这个预言。
And he looked and he saw our Lord transfigured right before his eyes.
他当时看见耶稣变相。
And he thought to himself, wow,It's here. The kingdom of God is here.
他就明白神的国度在。
Well, Peter was right to be enthusiastic.
当时彼得很高兴。
He was just off by a couple thousand years or so, right?
但是他的高兴似乎几千年太早了。
But this day is coming, brothers and sisters.
但是我告诉你，这个日子快要来到了。
When Jesus will return,
当耶稣再来的时候
and we all will celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles for all eternity.
我们所有的人也一起的从去庆祝这个住棚节一直到永远。
As John tells us in Revelation, you can read Revelation 21.
我们可以打开启示录。第二十一章，看看门徒约翰。
Verses 3-6。
门徒约翰怎么样？
3-6。
我们看第三到第六节。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在。”做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再要死亡，也不再要悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。做宝座的说：“看啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”他又对我说：“刀成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄美，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。”
Hallelujah. And this is our hope, brothers and sisters.
这个就是我们所盼望的。
When God tabernacles with us in the midst of His people,
当神的帐幕在我们当中。
And makes everything that is wrong right.
就把所有的错改成对。
This is the vision of this wonderful Feast of Tabernacles.
这个是给我们所看见的一个住棚节。
And this is the vision that God has given to us. I think all of us, but for us specifically.
这个可以是一个对我们提醒的一个意象。
Who know His Son?
知道神的儿子
Messiah Jesus
就是弥赛亚耶稣
Who is the light of the world and the living water
他就是世界的光 还是握水的泉源
，to help all people，
使我们明白
，experience the joy，
可以啊经历这个欢喜
，of tabernacling dwelling with God，
就是当神的帐幕在人间的欢庆
，today，
今天
，and every day，
以后每一天。
Through knowing His Son Jesus,
因为认识耶稣基督
，Amen,
Amen,
Amen. So we will share with you in the Sunday school.
等一下在这个主日学的时候
，What we do and what God does in Israel.
我们可以看看神如何与以色列人所做的
，through us，
我们怎么样做
？And through your support，
也你们对这个事情的support。好
，Thank you。I would like to close with a special blessing。
他现在要跟我们祝福。
It's called the Aaronic Benediction。
叫特别的祝福。
Yevarechech Adonai veishmarecha, Ya'er Adonai panav alecha veichunecha, Yissa Adonai panav alecha, Yasem lecha shalom.May the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿神祝福你，保守你。
May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
神的面光照你。
May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you.
神。
May the Lord lift up His countenance and His face upon you.
神的面光嫁给你
and give you peace.
要赐你平安
In the name of our Messiah Yeshua,
奉耶稣基督的名
who is the Prince of Peace,
他就是这个王子
And God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.